Coming up on today's program, Negril gears up for another staging of the annual Reggae Marathon. And in our No Jamaica feature, we head over to the Negril Point Lighthouse. This is Tourism Roundup. Stay with us. The 2015 staging of the Reggae Marathon, Half Marathon and 10K comes up on December 5. The event is billed as Jamaica's premier international marathon event and attracts marathoners, sports enthusiasts, as well as beginners from across the world. This year, it's no different, with over 2,000 local and international athletes expected to participate in the 15th staging of the event, which takes place along the picturesque route stretching from Negril to Green Island in Westmoreland. The race starts at Long Bay Beach Park, situated along Negril's famed 7-mile white sand beach. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil has endorsed the event, noting that it is in keeping with efforts to promote Jamaica as a premier destination for sports tourism. He calls the Reggae Marathon a brilliant concept.
It brings together two of the strongest brands in Jamaica, the sports and our music. And of course, when this concept was brought together, it was a no-brainer. And certainly from day one, with the ministry and ourselves, we've been very supportive of it. This event is a strong event and shows the potential of sports tourism.
Dr. McNeil notes that the event, certified by the International Association of Athletics Federation, IAAF, and the Association of Marathons and Distance Races, AIMS, has developed a large international following, gaining critical recognition as one of the top 10 marathon events in the world.
This is not something that is easy to do, but they have been able to do it. And it shows what is possible in Jamaica when we put our minds to doing certain things. And sports tourism is one of the areas where I believe we have a lot of potential where we can expand using models such as this.
The international participants are from 35 countries, including Canada, Belgium, Germany, and the United States, and first-time participants like Saudi Arabia and Suriname. Sponsorship Director for Reggae Marathon, Diane Ellis, in noting the worldwide popularity of the marathon, says international participation has increased by 28% since last year's staging. She adds that the support of the Negril community is integral to the successful staging of the event each year.
We cannot forget or discount the volunteers who come out early in the morning from Green Island and the surrounding environs. Everyone from those supporters, community persons, corporate entities, we get a lot of support from the Negril community.
Sponsorship Director for Reggae Marathon, Diane Ellis. In a bid to encourage greater participation in distance running among Jamaicans, the event features a special $1 million cash prize for local runners who break any of the previous Reggae Marathon course records. The Reggae Marathon will kick off on December 3 with registration at Couples Swept Away Sporting Complex. Activities continue on December 4 with the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association's World's Best Pasta Party at the same venue, with dishes prepared by chefs from Negril. Entertainment will be provided by the Silver Bird Steel Band and local circus and cabaret acts. Reggae Marathon is organized by the Jam Dammers Running Club of Kingston in association with the Jamaica Tourist Board, Negril Chapter of the JHTA, Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, Negril Chamber of Commerce, and the Ministry of Health, among others.
To a place called Jamaica.
And now for our No Jamaica feature. Negril Point Lighthouse is located at the extreme western end of the island. The concrete tower, which is painted white, stands 66 feet above ground level, and the light is elevated 100 feet above sea level. The lighthouse was built in 1894 by the French company Bubbler and Bernard on a tank 14 feet deep, kept filled with water. This is to keep the tower balanced and secured in the event of an earthquake. The lighthouse has an automatic white light which flashes every 2 seconds. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Thanks for your company. For producer Lorraine Mendez, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Do take care.
The hood unites us like the world. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.